Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I want to say welcome to Blog Talk Ministry. Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. I want to say Happy New Year and praise God that we have made it over into 2019. I hope that each and every one of you can hear me this morning. Certainly 2019 brings new challenges and a new system to this ministry, and we thank God for expanding us. So this is our first show live under our own heading. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that and thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing it. So basically, any comments, you can text me 309-750-7584 to let me know if you're getting clarity, you're hearing the words, you're not hearing the words. Certainly, we want to move forward. And again, it's good to be back on the air. We took 2 weeks off for the holidays, and certainly I believe God has blessed us, and I know that if you're on the line, that he's blessed you as well. It is our custom to talk about some announcements before we get into the Word of God. And certainly, I'm going to be at Redeeming Grace in February, Redeeming Grace Church of God in Christ. Any of you are available to come out and support me, And certainly I will give more information to that. Also, there those of you that have asked about my school of ministry and the blogs that we did last year and just listening in, I haven't forgotten you, and I'm going to make those available by the end of next week. So you can go on Blog Talk Radio and go under Will Thou Be Made Whole and look up Amazing Grace School of Ministry, and you can listen to those blogs. But I certainly will get that more available to you. So this topic today, going into the 2019, of course, we all make resolutions. It's a time of the year where you make New Year resolutions. You say, well, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do better at work, or I'm going to find a new job. I'm going to make healthier choices. And certainly the list goes on. Certainly we look at our lives in review of the previous year, and those things that we didn't really like about ourselves, we try to improve on the next year. So the topic that the Lord has given me for this month is finding Jesus. That seems pretty simple. When you go to Jeremiah 29 and 13, it reads, "And you seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So we're making our resolutions. We're making wiser choices. We're trying to get our lives together. But are we trying to get our lives together to walk more closely with the Lord? Have we set aside time to really look at our busyness and draw nigh to the Lord, draw nigh to Jesus Christ? And we're going to talk about that on this month, and we're going to explore some of the ways that we can get closer to Jesus Christ, because this is the first year. The ministries are talking about first fruits, and first fruits is when you give the first of the year, the first of your time, the first of your offering, the first of your talents to the Lord, in essence, to looking for the Lord to bless you. And me, myself, I also go into a consecration. And I'm going to start that consecration on Monday. And that consecration is to get me closer, to draw me closer to the Lord, to draw me closer to Jesus, to lay aside every weight and sin that besets me and run closer with the King. So we're all doing it. This is the first of the month. This is the first of the month where we look to improve ourselves so that we can have a good year. And certainly I would encourage any of you that say, well, I want to get closer to the Lord. One of the things that you could do is set aside some time. And we're going to talk about that this month. But in Isaiah 53 and 2, the Apostle Paul declares every good thing in his life is rubbish compared to knowing Jesus. And in that scripture, it tells us that it tells us nothing about the Messiah's appearance would attract people. That's what the scripture tells us. But still, we know in the Gospels that he drew the crowds. And that scripture reads Isaiah 52, chapter 52 and verse 2, for he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no form of majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Hallelujah. But yet he draw people. He drew the crowds. He draw the multitudes unto him to say, Hosea, Hosea in the highest. So we're going to explore what does it mean to find Jesus.
We're going to explore the relationship that we need to have. We're going to define our relationship. We're going to talk about the intimacy that is needed to have a closeness with Jesus Christ. The only thing that can save us, and the scripture tells us, the only way that we can get to God is through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he paid a price for us on the cross. The Bible tells us, again, the only way to enter into heaven is through Jesus. So we're going to look at what does that mean in 2019, the beginning of the year. How do we get closer to Jesus? How do we fortify that relationship so that we can get to the end of 2018 successfully? And I want to thank all of you that are on the line this morning. I appreciate your support. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to look at some keys. We're also going to ask God to show some of the keys that you can draw nigh to God is to ask God to show you things about Jesus and the Gospels that you may not have noticed noticed before, and to open up your eyes to see him afresh. Hallelujah. We want to see Jesus afresh in 2019. We want to deepen that relationship with Christ Jesus. We want to have an intimacy with him. We want to draw closer to him. And Jeremiah 29 and 13, and I'm just giving you just a comparative verse, and this is the Amplified version. Then you will seek him and inquire for him and require me as a vital necessity and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Philippians 3 and 8 says, yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. It's about gaining Christ in our lives. You know, when we take on his spirit, when we take on Christ's attitude, you know, the problems and situations we go through don't matter because Jesus is coming to our lives, and because we're sitting at his feet, because we're asking him to pour in us. You know, the story of Mary and Martha, one was cleaning and getting things prepared, but the other was sitting at the feet of Jesus. All necessary tasks, but when you sit at the feet of Jesus, when you begin to allow Jesus to love on you and you love on him, then your mindset changes. The situations and the problems, the everyday issues, they are not important anymore because you recognize that if I can get to the touch the hem of Jesus' garment, as the woman with the issue of blood was crawling through the crowd, and she said, if I might touch the hem of his garment. See, if I touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I ain't got to worry about situations because he's going to heal and deliver and set free. If I could just but touch the hem of his garment, if I could just get to him in an intimate way, if I can just find Jesus, then my problems are not going to be that traumatic to me. Ephesians 1 and 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, that scripture tells me that the only way that I can understand better about Jesus Christ is that the Spirit of God gives me a revelation. And when we seek him, and some familiar scriptures that I certainly want to get to before our time is over, is Matthew. You know, we talk about those scriptures all the time. Matthew 7, verses 6 through 8, and Luke chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. Matthew chapter 7, verses 6 through 8 reads, "Give not which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest you trample them under their feet and turn again and rend them. Ask and it shall be given ye. Seek and ye shall find. Not and ye shall open. For everyone that seeketh, everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open." Luke chapter 11, verses 8 through 10 says, "I say unto you, though he was not raised and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open." So in essence, what you're saying, Dr. Carey, I'm saying the scripture is clear, that you know the Lord, who is mindful of the animals in the air, will give you what you need. The Bible in the Beatitudes says, "But they that seek him," and I'm just paraphrasing the word, and go back in Matthew chapter 5, that's where the Beatitudes are found, that the scripture is clear that once you seek the Lord, they that search and seek after righteousness shall be filled. We want to ask for God's interpretation of his word. We want to receive the interpretation of his word. We want to knock that at the door of understanding, where the Spirit of God can give us clarity and understanding, where we can walk circumspect in his presence so that we not fall to the snares of this world and our flesh. Because our flesh is not saved. I often say that. I often talk about that. You know, before this series was over, and I'm racing real fast, and I shouldn't. I'm going to slow it down. But God is clear. He's saying the first thing that I need to do the first month of January is to find a way to make Jesus center of my life, center of the things that I'm doing, center of being my money, my mind, my energy, my time, all of it needs to be presented to God as a gift. Because we had December, we had December, of course. December is the birth or the time frame where Jesus came in the form of a child, and we know that Isaiah 9 and 6 reads, and I'm going to read 6 and 7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting King, the Prince of Peace." I want you to underline the Prince of Peace. When we seek to find Jesus, things are not going to interrupt or make us upset or challenge us. Situations that we go through are not going to be problematic, because we can rest with who? The Prince of Peace. Who is the Prince of Peace? Well, God is the Prince of Peace. He said that he will give us peace. All we have to do is ask, and it shall be given. All we have to do is receive the gift that God has given us. And all we have to do is knock. That means that in this month that I've got to take time out to spend in his presence. I've got to consecrate myself. And certainly, as we get it into January, I want to challenge you that's on the line, that's listening at this particular time. I want to challenge you in the month of January to fast. Now, what is fasting? Fasting is consecrating. It's taking some time out of my busy schedule to not eat. Some of the saints of old wouldn't eat or drink I will encourage that you would drink water and a little lemon in the water so that it can help cleanse your body. But we're looking at clearing our minds out so that we can hear the voice of God, so that we can feel the Spirit of God. We've got to dilute and we've got to put this body under subjection. In order to find Jesus, we've got to take the time to make steps to walk towards Jesus. And that, in consecration, that's how we do it. We take that time, we set aside that time, maybe Tuesday, Friday. The old saints of old, the Church of God in Christ, used to take Tuesdays and Fridays. We knew that they were fast days. We knew that from 12 o'clock in the evening to 4 p.m. the next day, there was no eating at all. Then when we come off that fast, we would take some soup and then we would eat our meal. But the purpose of that consecration was to fast and pray, is to seek the Lord. That means that we were praying, we were in worship on our job. The Bible says pray constantly, pray all the time, even in work. Instead of eating a meal and lunch, you know, I will go into the bathroom and just spend some time with him in his presence. I would allow the Lord to saturate me, the presence of the Lord to saturate me. And as I go back and do my 9 to 5, then I will have a song in my heart of worship because I'm seeking God. I'm seeking to grow closer to him. I'm seeking him. I'm seeking him in my time, with my time, and giving him the glory and the praise. And you know, when you do that, you find yourself in a different atmosphere. See, when you separate, thank the Lord, Holy Spirit. But I wouldn't look at stuff on television that was going to interrupt my spirit. On those days, you know, I would even avoid looking at the news. But I would concentrate on spending time, the Word Channel, gospel music, allowing that Word to saturate my presence, to be in my heart and my mind and my spirit, that I would move on. Because it is only in Jesus that we gain the victory. Hallelujah. So when we look at Isaiah 9 and 7, it states, of the increase of his government and the peace that shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. You know, one of the key things I want to pull out those two scriptures is the fact, and I want to say this. This scripture tells of Jesus the Messiah. You know, we talk about Jesus, but we have to remember that he was the heir to the throne of David. God said that a king would come, and certainly he came through the line of David. Now, if you look at David's life, they said he was messed up. He was a sinner, but the word says that he was a man after God's own heart. Jesus came, he died, he bled, and now that we've had his birth, we're going to celebrate his resurrection in about 3 months. Hallelujah. But we need to find him before March. We need to spend time in January getting to renew that spirit, that relationship. Maybe you say, Dr. Carey, I've already got a close relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I want more. I want more of God's presence. I can't get enough. If you say I'm addicted, yes, I'm addicted to Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's all right. That means I can't function of my own accord. I need his presence. Jesus, pour into me the more. I want to know you more. I want a better revelation of your word. Give me wisdom and understanding. Holy Spirit, talk to me. Give me clarity where I didn't have clarity. That's what I want. That's what I want. And next week, since I'm talking about intimacy, we're going to further explore the intimacy, that intimate relationship with Christ Jesus. But I must encourage those of you that are on the line, do something to consecrate this month. Whether it's saying I'm going to give up fruit for the month of January, whether it's like I'm going to give up meat. A lot of people go into the Daniel's fast and say 21 days. But if you go into the Daniel's fast, try to eat or make healthier choices throughout the year. But even with that, do something that's going to require a sacrifice, because you want to consecrate your life to him, whether it's denial, some say, I'm going to deny myself to get closer to the Lord. That's fine. God honors any choice you make to get closer to him. That's the kind of God we serve. And certainly last year we talked about John 10 and 10. We talked about the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that thou might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. We talked about that last year, I think November, part of December. But it's a reality that he came to give us life. Now, because he came to give us life, let's walk in that life. Let's find more, increase our relationship with him. That situations, problems, finances don't keep us down and keep us troubled and keep us stressed, because I know that Jesus is a stress buster. He'll take away your stress. He'll give you peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace, y'all. That means you can lay down at night and sleep because Jesus is on the case. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for each and every one that's on the line this morning. I thank you for each and every one that decided to call in and be a part of this show. I praise you for each one, God, and I pray even now, God, that you move mightily in their life. I pray, God, that something has been said, something has been taught about you, Jesus. Give them a desire to walk closer to you in this year, Father God. We bind sickness in the name of Jesus. We bind stress in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it and I declare by faith that each and every one that's touching on this line, God, will be delivered, will be set free, that they will receive clarity of this word, and that you will impart a hunger and thirst for you in the name of Jesus. God, make them thirsty to spend more time in your presence. Make them thirsty to spend more time in your word. Make them thirsty, God, to walk even better with you, God. Give them an intimacy, God. Give them to know you, God. Give them to know you like never before, God. And let them walk in your wisdom and your strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We magnify you, God, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, this is Dr. Maria Carey. Certainly this is our new blog, Amazing Grace Ministries. We're stepping out on faith this year. If you have a topic that you want to talk about in February, give me a call or text 309-750-7584, and we will talk about it. Whatever comments that you might have, in addition, you like, you don't like, some of the things that you see that can be done better, I appreciate all your comments. Again, I thank you for this time, for coming on board. I thank you for this time, for just sharing with me. And you can go on Blog Talk Radio, Amazing Grace Ministries, to find or re-listen to this lesson. So, again, I want to thank you once again for being online. God bless. I see you next week, or I'll talk to you next week. I see you then. Be blessed. Bye.